הלל אומר, אל תפרוש מן הציבור ואל תאמין בעצמך עד יום מותך. הלל הזקן, as we know, הלל and שמאי, both of them lived around 100 years before the חורבן of the second בית המקדש. And הלל says as follows. He says a person is not supposed to separate himself from the ציבור. There are many, many gemarot that discuss this nekuda. Here, Rav Ovadia Mevartiruna says that a person is supposed to Ella Hishtatef Betzarotam. When the tzibur, when the community is in times of tzara, distress and agony, person is supposed to participate. As we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu, that at the time that there was a war against Amalek, he did not sit in a comfortable seat. He sat on a stone when he got tired. So the man said there is such a concept that a person is supposed to suffer to a certain extent with the tzarot of the tzibur. Person is not supposed to separate himself from the tzibur. To the extent that the Gemara says, whoever, kol ha-mitzayer atzmo min ha-tzibur, zocheh ve-ro'eh b'nechamat tzibur. When a person participates at a time that there is tzarot, chalila for Am Yisrael, when there is going to be nechama, comfort, and salvation, he's going to be part of it. Otherwise, the tzibur eventually is going to be saved. He's not going to be zoche to be able to be participating in nechamat tzibur. He cannot. So that is the nekuda number one. Al tifrosh min hatzibur. The Gemara says also, let's imagine when the tzibur is involved with certain mitzvah. The Gemara calls it that an individual that does not want to do the mitzvah together with the tzibur is me'uvat lo yuchal litkon, a crooked thing that he cannot fix. The Gemara talks about, let's say, a mamzer that gets to be born is also a crooked thing that he cannot fix. The Gemara calls it also an individual that is not participating when the tzibur is involved with the mitzvah. He doesn't want to be part of it. He doesn't want to participate. Sometimes an opportunity knocks on a person's door once. Once he's not involved, he's forever lost. He has lost that opportunity, that chance to be able to be involved with a mitzvah. Sometimes a person, let's say, is not in a mood. But you should know it could have everlasting ramification. Once you are not in, you are not in forever. You're lost. You lost your chances forever. As they say about Rav Dessler, that I believe the individual that wanted to create a kollel in Manchester, he sent a letter to, if I'm not mistaken, to more than 20 or so Talmidei Chachamim and rabbis. I believe the only one who took the opportunity to become the Rosh Yeshiva in Manchester was Rav Dessler. He took, he responded to the letter that he's willing to take the initiative to come to Manchester. And eventually that led him to come, to become the Mashkiach in Panovich. And he wrote Sefarim. He was able to be Zoche, to teach many, many hundreds of Talmidim, etc. Says mitzvah, gorer mitzvah. But the first mitzvah opportunity, a person might imagine, what's the big deal? But that leads a person to many, many different levels of Kedusha, high levels, etc. So then the last Nekuda he deals with, he says, Ba'al ta'amin ba'atzmach ad yom motach. This is what we could, mamash, we are obligated to relate to. Person cannot trust himself at all under any circumstances while we are alive. Ad yom motach, till the day that a person passes away. I feel on that day, a person, if he has the capability, he could also still do averot. So therefore, al ta'amin ba'atzmach ad yom motach. This is a major, major principle in Judaism, that a person is not supposed to take anything for granted. The fact that a person was born in a Jewish family, and he was sent to best of the best yeshivot, he lives in the most religious neighborhood, he has the best neighbors, the best parents, the best colleagues, the best job, everything in a religious environment. You might imagine he has no access to any type of avirot, and no way he could do any sins. There is no such thing under the sun. You cannot trust yourself at all whatsoever that a person should say, afilu, the biggest gedolim and sadikim, that a person could imagine, if a person does not put a safeguard and fence for himself, fences upon fences for himself, and I feel with the fences, you cannot still trust yourself. And you cannot say, I'm a Saddiq, I was born a Saddiq, I will die a Saddiq. There is no such thing. That every day is thousands of different challenges, and you cannot imagine that you're going to be able to, unless a person prays, unless he puts safeguards. And even with those safeguards, with those tefillot, a person should know there are no guarantees. So that's the famous Gemara that says about Yochanan Kohen Gadol, Sheshimesh bekehuna gedola shemonim shana. Imagine that during the second Beit HaMikdash that lasted 420 years, we had more than 300 Kohanim Gedolim. 300. That means one of them was the biggest, was Yochanan Kohen Gadol. That lasted for 80 years. The rest of them will last less than a year. Every time, but they wanted to run for the position for the sake of honor, prestige, self-grandizement. But I said they did not qualify. They would know that they could potentially die on Yom HaKippurim when they go Lifnai v'Lifnim, and they are not befitting to do the services in Kodesh HaKodashim. Nevertheless, the honor is too great. I am interested to apply. So you apply, you'll die. On Yom Kippur, you'll die. Because you are not befitting to be the Kohen Gadol. But 300 Kohanim Gedolim, that's what they had. One of the biggest ones that was able to last for 80 years, Saddiq Gamur, Kohen Gadol, Yochanan Kohen Gadol. So, you might imagine, so 80 years of walking in Kodesh HaKodashim, only on Yom HaKippurim, only for Kohen Gadol, only on that day. So it's going to be, for 80 years he did it. He experienced Shekhinah, so close. You might imagine such an individual is guaranteed for life, nothing doing. Eventually, Lebasov Naaseh Tzeduki, he rejected. That means, from being the most orthodox rabbi imaginable, 1 year, all of a sudden becomes a reform rabbi. So what does it mean? How does it work? Where is the logic? That's how it is. That's how human beings are. You cannot imagine, Baruch Hashem, I'm learning, Baruch Hashem, I'm put on tefillin. Baruch Hashem, I'm shomer Torah mitzvot, Baruch Hashem, I have yirat shamayim. Very good. You have to pray to Hashem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should keep you in that. But there is no guarantees. So the man said, this is a nekuda that a person should know and never put himself in higher level of nisyonot. As it is, we have challenges. Don't poke the bear while in state of hibernation. That means a person has an unimaginable Yetzer Hara, and if you poke it, it's going to awaken the Yetzer Hara within you. It's going to arouse you further and further. And a person could get himself involved in a major, major mess, move out, lo yuchalit kun. Crooked thing that you cannot fix. That a person could, Chalila b'chas, fall into many different levels of, different aspects of addictions that you have, different aspects of averot that we have. So lema say, al ta'amin ba'atzmach. The bottom line, person cannot trust himself. You cannot trust yourself. Once you know that in the bottom of your heart, you know that by, as far as a person is concerned, I cannot trust myself. I cannot trust myself. So that is a nekuda that has to be repeated and repeated. If Gedolim and Sadiqim, you know, the Gemara talks about in end of Masechet Kiddushin, that biggest rabbis, they used to make this lesson clear to their Talmidim, that they cannot remain secluded afilu with their daughter-in-law. Why? What do you mean? They cannot. So they kept saying to the Talmid, come in to the room. For what purpose? To teach him a lesson. That you should understand, if I am careful, how much more so you should be careful. So therefore a person is supposed to be mamash, you know, praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we know that we cannot handle it. Yisro shel Adam, mitgaber alav b'chol yom, ileman HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'ozro eno yacholo. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't help, we cannot be able to withstand the test and the nisyonot.